B'tochen for life, Shir 18:19, Yom Rishon B'Shabbos, Parshas Dvarim. Today's Shir has been generously sponsored as a schos for Yeshuas, the schos of Limud HaTorah and Chizik of all the listeners. Should Be'ezra Hashem send them Yeshuas B'Kariv, B'Soich Shor Yisrael. We are talking about a situation that a person feels as if the Ribbono Shel'Olam, Rachmano Litzlan, let him down. He anticipated, he had techeles, or maybe even he had saver, and he wasn't zeicha to the Yeshua that he was waiting for. And we explained that a person should continue trying to feel it if he can, as long as he's not getting frustrated. He should try to feel it, because Be'ezer Hashem, those chusim of trying to feel betachin, first of all, is a madrega on its own, brings a person closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and second of all, intensifies the schus that you should be zeicha to the Yeshua. And there's one more thing you want to add. Even if the Ribbono Shel Olam let you down, did he really let you down? He was still continuing the other chasadim that you have, like we elaborated on, like you're working on in your list. Open your list. So you had betachin to get the job and you didn't get it. Your kidneys are still working. Your eyes are still working. You, Baruch Hashem, have air conditioning in your house. You, Baruch Hashem, have friends. Whatever you wrote down, whatever you put in your list, go back to it. And realize, yes, you relied on the Ribbono Shel Olam and he quote-unquote let you down for whatever reason. But ask yourself, the Ribbono Shel Olam did so much. Why did he let me down? I don't know. But he wants me to rely on him, and it makes sense to rely on him. Because if you look at it honestly, the fact that he let me down in that area is out of the ordinary. It's not normal that he should let me down. He didn't let me down in other areas. In 99.99% of my life, he did not let me down. So why should I allow the abnormal, the one example that he let me down, and even if he let me down many times in this example, but there's so many other areas that he didn't. So even if I'm faced with the same nisayon again, turn the focus to your lists. Turn the focus to all of the chesed that he constantly does. And realize that the fact that he quote unquote let you down last time was out of the ordinary. It was abnormal. It's a tiny fraction of the chesed that he constantly does for you, and you don't deserve it. And then it becomes easier to feel saver. Does it take effort? Absolutely. Did the Ribbono Shel Olam seemingly let you down? Perhaps. But if you look at everything else that he didn't let you down at all. He might have let you down in one tiny area, but many, many other things which are much more important, he didn't. And therefore, he wants you to continue relying on him. And Be'ezer Hashem, in the schus of that reliance, he will, Be'ezer Hashem, bring you the Yeshua even in this area. Because the bottom line is, he does much, much more for you than seemingly the times that he seems to let you down.